On the Fly is at Pioneer Airport, and specifically Kidventure. And it is a bustle of activity out here today. Matt Medvig is here with me, and he's the chairman of the Kidventure operation here, along with Dan Micah, who stepped away. And, man, look at everything going on, Matt.
Yeah, we've got lots of people out here enjoying the day. We love it.
Bell 47 helicopters taking off and landing for the rides. RC airplanes flying over here. Just everybody getting lunch right here in front of us. A lot of stuff going on. And one of the 22 venues that we talked about originally in the first segment of the show today was the B-25. And you've got some of the guys from the B-25 operation here to talk to us today. Matt, why don't you introduce us to them?
Yeah, so I have the father-son duo out here. I have Scott and Eric Serrani, and they were the ones who built and kind of put together the B-25 and been bringing it out.
So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you guys how this started, what inspired it, and how you made it happen. Let's start with Scott.
Well, about 15 years ago, we used to fly Young Eagles a lot. And we found a group of kids who wanted something after Young Eagles. That started out being hangar rats in our hangars, and eventually it turned into a club called Young Aviators.
And whereabouts are you from?
We're from north of Denver, Erie, Colorado.
Okay.
But anyway, we started with this group, and this group wanted to form a club, and it just gained more and more momentum. And in 2013... there was a father who was building a treehouse for his kids, and he wanted it to be a replica, one-to-one ratio replica of a B-25. And life got in the way, and it just sat dormant for many years. And he heard about our group and said, would you guys like to take this on? Well, you learn something very interesting when you put a bunch of aviation enthusiast mentors together with a bunch of kids. It got out of control.
Well,
it went from being a treehouse to a full-fledged simulator. And when Dan, who was formerly affiliated with our chapter, heard about it, said, would you consider bringing it to Oshkosh?
Okay.
And that's how we got here. It came here for the first time in 2015, and it's evolved ever since.
Now, that's a great story. Now, Eric is your son. And Eric, tell us, were you involved in that Young Eagles program when you were a kid?
Yeah, I went for a number of Young Eagles rides. My grandfather was an EAA member my whole life. Gave me my first ride in a 1946 Aronca Champ. Did a number of Young Eagles rallies at Erie Airport when I was a kid. I got my license. I soloed on my 16th birthday, got my license when I was 17, turned around and started flying Young Eagles right then and there, almost immediately.
Which is super cool.
Yeah, it's cool to get back. Our EAA chapter really rallied around me, gave me a scholarship to complete my private pilot's license. Ever since then, just felt compelled to get back and pay it forward, get more people inspired in the air.
So when you were a kid, or younger than you are now, were you involved in the process of building this B-25?
Yeah. I was bigger than a kid at the time. Graduated college, moved away, and came back to Colorado. And when I came back, the Young Aviators that organized, we built a couple of simulators before that. Motion flight simulators. But, yeah, once we got our hands on this project, we needed all hands on deck. Lots of diversity and expertise, you know, electrical engineers, mechanical, everything. It really took a lot to get everything working together.
Did this go together in somebody's hangar? Or was it, like, how did that happen?
That's an interesting question. It took place wherever we could do it. The thing that it was primarily in Eric's and my hangars. We have a few hangars. And what we found interesting working with the kids was we let the kids grab. There were big projects to be had here. There was the structural, the electronics, all of that kind. We let the kid gravitate to his interest level. We had a 10-year-old. If you look at the B-25 and you look at all the understructure, that frame that goes up, a 10-year-old kid did all that welding.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
So when we say it was built by kids, it was built by kids.
That's very cool.
A lot of mentor stuff with the pocketbook and the advice, but other than that.
Well, and how not to hurt yourself soldering and welding.
Right.
And I know you guys at least do soldering out here at Kid Venture.
Yeah.
Probably not welding, right?
At the radio booth, we have soldering, but we don't have welding out
right.
here.
Riveting. No. You have riveting.
Riveting as well, yeah.
Yeah, which is maybe a little safer than welding. So I'm just trying to picture this 10-year-old kid. I got this, you know. With his welding goggles on and going at it in there.
We tell a funny story. If you want to see something interesting, take an 8-year-old 60-pound kid and put him on this side of a rivet gun.
Behind the rivet gun, in other words, yeah.
Right.
So this thing, describe it for the listeners. You know, we're trying to motivate people to come out here to Kid Venture and check it out. You got this cool B-25 thing you built. Just give us as much detail, since we don't have a video of it. Describe it, you know, in words so that someone could picture what this thing is.
Sure. Well, it's a 1-to-1 scale, front, forward, third of a fuselage of a B-25. Everything in there looks, feels exactly the way that a real B-25 would. We get asked all the time if it came off, like, what actual B-25 did this come off of? And we spend a lot of time explaining that it was built from scratch, from plans. So when you walk in, the entrance is underneath the airplane, like the real B-25. You enter from a hatch on the bottom. You walk up. Once you go up the ladder, there's a tunnel on your left. If you crawl through that tunnel, it's about a 3-foot by 3-foot tunnel. It's a tight fit. It's hard to imagine guys going to war squeezing through there with their flight suits and their sidearms and everything that they're carrying. Would have been really hot, really cramped, and just, yeah, incredibly brave people.
Very challenging.
Yeah. If you were to not go through the tunnel, there's a ladder that continues up about 3 more steps to the cockpit. Inside the cockpit, we have a lot of actual B-25 artifacts. The seats are real. The yokes are real. A lot of the instruments are original. So we have original radios in there. So a lot of switches you can flip. And then there's on the very top is the turret gun. It's a turret gun, 2 replica 50 caliber machine guns. We had a mechanical engineer in the group who figured out how to rig it up so that you have a joystick and it actually turns left and right. With the video game that
wow.
we have going on in there. In the front of the aircraft is a nose gunner and a bombardier. Same one person, 2 jobs. Shoot all the enemies down that are coming straight at you, and then once we get over our target, we'll have them drop bombs on the target. So everyone's got to work together. It's about a 7-minute mission. It's evolved over the years. Originally, it was a lot of imagination that went into it. Us hanging off the side trying to get them their imaginations going. But over the past few years, more brilliant people got involved and figured out how to turn it into a simulator. So it's pretty interactive, immersive, and just quite the sight. You got to see it in person.
So how many kids go in at one time for 7 minutes?
4 kids at once. There's a pilot, a co-pilot, the bombardier, and then the turret gunner. And they've all got to work together on a mission and complete it and come out successful.
It sounds to me like the coolest, most ultimate jungle gym. That's what it sounds like.
That's a good way to describe it, yeah. For kids and adults like to play in there, too.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm not fitting through any 3-foot hole. That's for sure. But for those who can, it looks really exciting. And I assume that, I mean, this is designed for kids. So, you know, there's all the kids can.
We have an awful lot of parents who want to go in.
They want to go in. Yeah, sorry. Kids only. Well, the kids must love that, you know. Well, and let's face it, 4 at a time, 7 minutes. There's a lot of people waiting, a lot of people here.
An average year for us, we'll put about 1,200 kids through this in the week.
There just simply isn't time to get the parents in there. And I'm sure the parents are just excited to see their kids smile in there. and share a little history that, you know, I mean, the younger generation, even in their 20s now, really, unless they're involved in something like this or go to an aviation museum or watch a lot of old movies or videos, they have no idea, you know, what it was like to, you know, be a B-25 or even what a B-25 is. So this is a really cool thing that you're doing. I think it's awesome. And obviously EAA is very supportive. I heard some, we won't say who, but big wigs were running around here today and really thought that was cool. And I think, we encourage everybody to come out to KidVenture and check out stuff that you may not think is here. You might remember it only being, you know, model airplane, like, you know, stick built, you know, paper planes and models, you know, years past. This is so much more than that now,
yeah,
right, Matt?
So much more since then, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, get on the bus, come on out to KidVenture. Guys, the Serranis, thank you very much for sharing your story. Thank you for making this happen and for your passion to EAA to bring that out here.
Thank you for having us. KidVenture's been good to us. We try to be good to it.